Good morning, everyone. It's about 5:30 on a Wednesday morning. I'm not sure of the date. I'll have to get it. It's April anyway. It's Wednesday in early April. And today is the first day of my journeys category, which I've been wanting to start for a while, but I wanted to wait until we had a decent recorder because, as I said on my doll chat yesterday, I was getting really very tired of the background hum of the Olympus. It was not really what I wanted. While I love my Roland binaural mics, I didn't like the Olympus hum, so I wanted to do something about that. So here we are, and I've been taking quite a few car journeys, and also we went to see some, and I really didn't feel I was in a position to do much in the way of recording, and I really think I missed out because of that, and lost out on things which I could have done. But anyway, I've been taking a lot of car journeys to various places, and when I go, I always take Bert with me. Now this is going to be dicey. I'm putting in earrings. And of course, the binaural headphones are in my ears. So, trying not to knock them out of place. Yes, I always take Bert with me on long car journeys. A, because I just love having him around. B, because he keeps me grounded and also distracted if I get travel ill, which I actually don't in this car we go in now, but if I was going to, he being with him would distract me. Second earring going in. Ooh, there we are. Earrings in. What else do I need? I love being in the car. I love being with Michael. It's just such good fun because it's such a lovely car, and people look at us as if we're royalty. It's a bit hysterical, really. Necklace going on, which is why you can hear my voice doing strange things. Michael's so nice to be around, and he's one of the people that totally gets Bert and the whole reborn thing, and he's one of the very few men I've ever been around who does. Of course, the wonderful Mr. B is another. So you watch. So we've always had such great times, and I've often thought, once they're gone, they're gone, and there's no way of recalling them. I've got pictures, but pictures I can't look at. I can only know they're there and show them to people if they're interested, sighted people, and put them up on my Facebook. So I thought I'd love to actually start a kind of journeys folder and take recordings of all my journeys. And also, sound is interesting. I've always thought so. The sound of how things sound, if you've got good microphones. So anyway, that's an incredibly long, rambly way of saying I'm going to start recording not every minute of every journey, but interesting parts of my journeys. So today, we are going to Sutton Coalfield in the Midlands because Brian needs to go for his work. He's got a training job to do there. And then after we've dropped him off, I will then be going on to Burton-on-Trent, which is where Ellie, the incredibly talented lady who makes my reborn dolls and lots of other people's as well, lives. And from her, excuse me, I'm putting lip liner on. It's hard to do this and talk at the same time. From her, I will be collecting a new baby. It's actually not a new baby that she's made, it's one that she's got that she's going to sell. But it is a silicon, and I haven't had a silicon baby since Leah. A lipstick going on? Again. Difficult to talk and put lipstick on, so I shall refrain. I haven't had a new baby for like ages, not since Brooke, which is 2 years and more ago now. And I've been ill since January on and off, and I just got really broody. Alright, B?
Alright.
If you want to come in, you can. I'm only going to put my makeup on.
Well, just go for a minute. I'm going to get the keyboard.
So I wrote to Ellie and said, have you got any babies going? And she said, oh, I have got this one. So anyway, she is now mine. And I'm going to see her for the first time today. And it's really nice that we happen to be having this trip. And we could actually go and collect her. It's much nicer than having her in a box. And it's nice for both of us because Ellie gets to see my reaction. And I get to see Ellie, and I get to go in a car and get out of this house for a while. And I get to take Bert out, which I always love doing. It's such good fun. Right, eye makeup on. What's the date today? Do you know, Bea?
The date is the 13th.
Oh, unlucky for some. Let's hope that's not a bad omen.
One customer yesterday said it was her lucky number.
Oh, come on. So anyway, I'm just looking forward to the day ahead. It's going to be a good one. I'm nearly ready. Just for the sake of interest and so that I can remember all the details, I am wearing today my black jeans with the sparkly gems on all the pockets and back pockets and stuff. Purple cashmere sweater. And, oh, I forgot to put my scarf on, which reminds me. Do that while I'm thinking about it. Flapperprints dust tissue paper. This is my beautiful pink and purple silk scarf from Hermes, which I got when I was in splurge mode. I was lucky just before Christmas and was able to have some special things. The scarf from Elmer's has been something I've always wanted. I've read about them in books. There we are. Let's tie that in a nice chic little half hitch kind of a knot. Voila, that's better. Couldn't think why my neck didn't feel right. And so that's my scarf, and I'm wearing gold jewellery, necklace, and a gold bracelet that's meshed like a ribbon. Gold earrings, which are like engraved, like almost like a cedar cone in shape, and an amethyst and diamond ring. And I'm all made up, so I'm just about ready to go. Perfume shall we wear? Got easy choice because I have to wear the one that's in my bag already. So it's got to be Joy today. Well, I'm also wearing my new Bradley timepiece, which is, I've been umming and ahhing about buying one of these for like ever. But I didn't because I thought it was going to be too big. 40 millimetres around sounds huge, but it's actually not. It's a very nice size, even for a lady's wrist. There we are. Okay, I've got to go get my, whoops, I'm just going to get Bert ready. He's about ready. All I've got to do is put his coat on. There we are, I've got Bert's coat there. I am going to wear his anorak, actually, because I don't know how showery it is out there, and he's wearing a warm sweater, so he'll be fine. And his coat's got a hood. On you. Time we was off. Hello. very dapper this morning. I dress most of the babies in basically what I can afford, but Bert has had some designer clothes because I just love the way they look. They're such good quality. I love the way they feel. This wind cheater is a Marc Jacobs one, and it's reversible. So one side is the kind of soft, muted orange with a lot of wind cheater anorak. It's very thin, as you can hear. And the other side is like a blue Hawaiian pattern, which will look lovely with jeans. But Bert doesn't have to be wearing jeans at the moment. He's wearing Ralph Lauren chinos, like beige chinos, and he's wearing a red and white patterned sort of checky shirt, or rather a white shirt with bits of red in, and a grey sweater. So this, and tan, really cute little tan trainers. So this side of the anorak will look better. I don't know whether I got the blue side out when I took it off him. I was so out of it with the flu, I well might have been, or whether Ellie changed it over when she put his coat on when he was on the way home, because she looked after him. Well, Caesar, is she? Auntie Ellie looked after you while we were at Caesar. There. Just putting Bert's coat on. There. There we go, little fella. Okay. So, now we are going to go. Michael's here. I've got my bag. He always comes early and actually puts me off kilter, because I feel as if I'm rushing to do everything at the last minute. Oh dear, dear, dear. Okay, darling, come on. Got my bag, got Bert. Whatever I haven't got now gets forgotten. This door is going to clip a little tiny bit higher.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, ma'am, I'll put my arm out.
Thanks very much.
And then, right, you got a step, ma'am?
I haven't seen you for ages.
How are you, anyway?
I'm getting better, thanks.
I'm glad of that, ma'am. You wasn't very well last time I came.
Me too, right.
Would you like me to put Bert in the front with me, ma'am?
He's going in the back. Have you got his booster seat?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, he's going in the back with Brian, and I'm going in the front with you.
Okay, ma'am, I'll get his booster seat now.
I meant to text you about it, actually, but I forgot. I had so much on.
Okay, ma'am, if I can have the young chappy. Morning, Bert.
There he is.
Oh, I'm getting over your eye, right?
I know, he eats far too much, too many donuts.
Gentleman sat there, and
thank you, and I'll go in the front with you.
Okay, I'll take you down the front, ma'am.
Thank you, darling. Have you got the privacy screens up in the back, Michael?
Privacy, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it doesn't look very good for Brian to be in the back with him. I don't care, but you know.
That's fair enough, ma'am.
Thanks.
I'll let you get in onto the seat, ma'am. You've got to go back a little bit more. And then I will have to order, or... Right, that probably is...
That's fine.
There's a little button here, ma'am, down.
That's fine, it's fine. Left. I got loads of leg room.
It might be too upright for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to push it back...
That's fine,
there's plenty of room if you want to.
That's fine, I like being upright.
You sure, ma'am, because yeah. I can order it and go back.
That's fine, Arthur.
Okay, well, if you have any if you want to order it after, down to your left hand side, ma'am, there's some buttons, just have a play.
You have to mind your P's and Q's now, Bert. And the boss.
The boss? The boss is sat in the front. We all know our place, ma'am.
Right then, we're off.
I will stop for coffee as usual.
Okay, sir.
Sure you're right there?
Yeah, fine.
Thank you.
Just stopped at Strangham service station and we're going to have a bite to eat. We always do this when Michael and I go on a journey with Bert and Brian does it too when he's on a business trip. It's nice because we have to get up at 4 to leave at 6 to be anywhere for 9. And we don't have time for breakfast, we have time for a quick cup of tea if we're lucky. So it's really nice to be able to stop and have a decent amount of breakfast. I'm really liking my new iPad mini, which I got on Monday. And it's actually quite cool because I can take the headphone jack out of these binaurals, plug it into the iPad, and then plug it back into the Plex Talk when I want to monitor the recording again. And it means I haven't got to carry two lots of headphones around with me, which is rather good. I have got an extra pair, but it's actually nice not to have to use them. Okay, we are just dropped off B.
It's okay, ma'am, we're nearly there. I'm just going to turn left and we're in the car park.
All the same. We're just going to go into this car park here so we can rearrange ourselves. I'm all garroted in wires at the moment. I've been riding in front, which I don't usually do. I usually ride in the back with Bert. So I'm going to actually get in the back with him. I'm sorry about the quality of this recording. It's a bit clippy and distorted. I've been trying to get the levels right, but so far I haven't been able to. Right. Take that out of there.
Just take that container out right now.
It's really a beautiful day. There's lots of sun. It's cold and crisp. And in the car, with the sun on your face, it's warm, very warm. Actually, I had so much stuff to bring today that I left my sunglasses behind. Wouldn't you know, today is a day that I really do quite need them. Oh, look at the sun.
Here you are, ma'am. That's the side.
Okay.
You okay, ma'am?
Hello. What a good boy.
I'm going to lead there, ma'am.
Thanks, sir. I will be leading. That I'm not going to take Bert in with me because I'm going to have my hands full with a new baby. So Michael's just gone to lock the door, make sure she's decent and ready for visitors. Just peeking at my bag, my keys. Will you be good now? Mike, look after you. It won't be very long, I shouldn't think. Alright. I'm just going to slip my coat off and leave
it. No problem.
Because it's ever so warm. And I'm just about boiled to death.
I've got it, ma'am. Just get on the seat for now and I'll sort it out after, man. I'll put my arm on.
Just look how warm it is, it's unbelievable.
Summer's coming up, won't you?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? I can see you coming a mile away with that hair. That's great.
In front of you, ma'am. Okay.
Right, little step up.
And then has he done it very neon this time then?
Yeah, it's really great.
Oh, okay, Michael, stay around, will you please?
Yeah, oh, ma'am. All right.
Yeah, he'll be outside. It's just that he's got a new phone number, so I can't phone him if he goes too far away.
All right. There we go. Now to the right.
I've got Bert with me, but he's in the car, because I thought I'd have my hands full otherwise.
Right, I've arranged her all in the corner of the settee there, so okay. She's got like a, you've got like a box opening, so there's all the things all
around.
There you go.
Okay, I'll just get my breath back for a minute.
Let me just go and shut the front door.
Okay. I'm sitting on the sofa and to my left I can feel a blanket, a velvety blanket, a bit like Melly's blanket. First thing I felt is a bottle of baby powder oil.
That's it.
And there is a passy.
I've modified two for
you. Oh, thank you. And there's another passy.
One of them's a clear one with a bit of pink on, and the other one's a white one, and
so
it's
much.
Got pink flowers and a little bumblebee on it.
And that's a tiny little bottle of, is it a prop baby powder, or is it...
It's real baby powder.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, that's a...
That's her toy.
That's her toy. It's a little velvety bear. Or is it a monkey?
It's a little pussycat.
Oh, it's a pussycat.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool. I'm actually keeping right away from her until last.
Yeah, that's one of her outfits.
That's a velvet
hat. Yeah, it's a velour hat.
What colour?
It's a white one with pink flowers on it.
Oh, look at that velvet
baby
grow. She, that's very
it's embroidered,
sweet.
Embroidered pink flowers.
Oh, that's gorgeous. And then here is... a box with, oh my god, look at these. There's more things here.
Yeah.
Socks.
They're pink frilly socks.
Oh, I love frilly socks. Yeah. Just make sure I don't lose them.
And that's
that is the most gorgeous hat.
Yeah, that's pink too.
That's gorgeous. She needs to wear hats because she doesn't have, she doesn't have any hair. She's a bald baby. And I have seen, you know, lots of bald babies. They are cute. I don't mind bald babies. What I don't like is painted hair babies because the head always feels rough when it's painted. I don't like. Oh, what a lovely suit.
It's a little romper suit with pink hearts.
Oh, that's so cute. That one is lovely. Going to be lovely for the summer because it has... short legs.
Yeah,
she's got so she's silicone.
She's got real chubby legs. So
I can't wait. And then in here is another outfit.
Yeah,
and this is a knitted cardi.
It's a top that buttons at the back.
Top buttons at the back.
Yeah,
right.
It's got a little bow on the front. That's cream.
Mm.
And that's her cream.
That's
hat.
Cream hat.
And some and cream leggings.
Cream leggings. Oh, I love that. That's so pretty.
That one there.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That's one of those pull-up nappies.
Oh, cool.
Which looks quite nice, actually. Oh, sorry about that.
Don't worry. Oh, yes, I do like that.
And that's a Cinderella one, huh?
Oh. Right, so now that I've seen all her bits and pieces, I particularly love that heart romper.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's time. Could you pick her up for me and put her in my...
She has got the most adorable... And she's £9, not £8.
Come here, my love. Sitting in my lap now. I have never seen anything like this.
She's look.
This is Laura Jade.
Laura Jade. Oh. Now, her outfit is a Minnie Mouse outfit. And it's a handmade one. And she's got a little hat with Minnie Mouse black ears on the top and a bow.
Oh,
and
it's so all cute.
Pink and black. And the top of the dress is crocheted, the same as her hat, in bright pink.
She's so beautiful.
She's absolutely gorgeous. She's been sitting there. I've taken photos this morning. I've posted one on my timeline, waiting for Lulu.
Okay, I will start getting here in a minute, I promise. But she's so beautiful. How old would you say? About
3 months, I think. Yeah, a good 3 months, because she's smiling quite a lot. Well, she's smiling all the time.
She's a lot bigger than... I would say she's getting on for being as big. Not as tall as Brooke, but as big in the body as Brooke.
As chubby, yeah.
Yeah. Brian's going to love her, because she's just so chunky.
She's got little white socks with frills on and little black crocheted shoes with the Mickey Mouse bow on the front.
Beautiful.
And she's got little pants as well to match the dress.
Absolutely beautiful. She's just so exactly the kind of baby I love. He's got real, real pudginess to her. Oh, you're beautiful.
I knew you'd like her. She's just your baby.
She's my baby. Sort of baby. And the thing is that she is silicone, but she's not so terribly soft that I'm scared of tearing.
She definitely won't tear.
No.
No, she's the platinum.
I am going to have a soft silicone baby one of these fine days.
Yeah.
But this one will do me just fine to be going on with.
I'm so glad you've got her, because she's been with me, like I say, for a few years now. And I've
look at those eyes.
Yeah, she's got really big blue eyes and eyelashes. I replaced her eyelashes yesterday because the old ones were looking a bit tatty.
Oh, thank you. So let me describe. This is my Laura Jade, and she's a big girl. She really is a big girl. as Ellie was saying, she weighs 9 pounds. She has her head is still really floppy. You have to support her, and she is quite a weight in your arms. She has a round face. She still has quite a few creases and very pronounced dimples, because she's got a big smile. Her mouth is open, so she's going to take a bottle, easy peasy. I've brought a bottle with me, so later I will be doing a feed. Really pronounced dimples, a lovely shaped, pretty mouth. Her nose is straight, and she has quite wide nostrils. And she has big blue eyes, quite pronounced eyes. They're not sort of set quite far back like Bert's eyes. They really are quite big blue eyes and quite long lashes, as you heard Ellie say, brand new lashes. She has lovely shaped ears. She has, her skin is silicone, and it has that real baby feel. I should have brought my powder brush. Could do with a little bit of powder on her hands. But
there's powder for you.
I could actually do with her just a little bit on her hands. She's a bit tacky on her fingers.
She's probably been sucking now.
But she's quite firm to the touch, although she has this baby soft skin. She's absolutely lovely. One of her hands is has the fingers slightly curled, and one is a fist. She has a bell bracelet on her right wrist. She has a beautiful, as you heard, handmade dress with a crochet top. And she has the most gorgeous hat over her little head to keep her warm. Because it's a baldy head. You're so, so beautiful, aren't you? I don't think even Bert, who is not very happy at the prospect of a new sister, is going to be able to resist you.
He won't, he won't. But she'll just chuckle at him anyway.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the kind of girl she's going to be.
Yeah.
I think she's the kind of baby that if she laughs, she laughs loud. And if she cries, she cries very loud.
Yeah. Yeah, she's certainly got character.
Mm.
There's the talc. I've opened it for you.
Oh, thank you. Hands is without as better getting it everywhere. Yes, that's a lot better.
That little
could you just
that little pot of talc's quite handy for travelling.
Oh, very. I've never been able to find them that small. My pot of talc at home is gigantic.
Yeah.
I have to keep it in the top drawer of my dressing table. Right, could you see if Michael is outside? And I'll take this little one off.
Thank you for the bag. I'll just go and give him a call.
Oh, thanks so much. So, we're just about to say goodbye, having sampled some of Ellie's yummalicious coffee with cream, or she makes the best coffee there is. Even better than Mr. B's sometimes. I'll have to get us some cream. I love cream.
Right. Okay, here we go.
Right, little one. Time to move it and shake it. All right. Come on, then. Come on, that's a good girl. Okay. Thank you so very much, Ellie.
You're welcome, darling. You're very welcome.
I will see you again.
Yep.
In August, if not before.
Yes. So I'll pass you over to Michael.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ellie.
All right, you're welcome, darling.
See you.
Bit of carbon for
give my best to your mum.
Yeah. Yes, you take care.
I will.
A little step down a little bit for us, mum.
Say bye, Laura.
Bye, Laura. You'll be step. Good.
And then another little step down, mum.
I'll just come and say hello to Bert
Oh, he'd love that. He was moaning because he wasn't going to get to see you.
Hi, Bert.
Hi, Mum. Okay, Mum?
Yeah. Oh, listen to those birds. Look who I've got. Thank you so much. Angie, thank you so much. Have a lovely holiday.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, Michael. You're a treasure. Right, Bert, this is Laura. It's not little like the little ones at home.
No, ma'am.
Oh, God, isn't she amazing looking?
I've got the air conditioner on at the moment, ma'am. If it gets a bit too cold, please let me know.
I will.
Right, what would you like to do now, ma'am?
We'll go back to Sutton Coldfield, so we're sort of in that environment.
Okay, ma'am.
And then find somewhere to park. And I just want to you normally just sit and do stuff, don't you?
I sit and polish a car and things like that, so.
Well, we'll find somewhere to park. I basically want to be with the baby for a while and get acquainted with her.
Okay, ma'am, that'd be no problem.
And
that's no problem, ma'am.
I bought a bottle. I want to give her a feed. And
she looks a pretty little thing, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I was waiting to see if you'd say. She's beautiful, isn't she?
It certainly is, ma'am. So realistic.
Yeah. I'm chuffed to pits with her. She weighs 9 pounds. She's a big girl.
Made rose water in, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so chuffed to pieces.
That's fair enough, ma'am.
Oh, God, I'm so chuffed. I'm up here somewhere on cloud nine.
It's the best place to be on a nice day like today.
Absolutely. Alright, let's go back so we can get our fed.
No problem. I've got a bag in the front here that I've put.
That's fine, it's only got the clothes and stuff in.
Right.
No problems.